Hello, and welcome to Read It With Whiskey, the place to be if you are a sci-fi or fantasy reader. My name is Laura, and I am your host. I'm a reader, writer, and whiskey drinker, and today is a bonus episode, the first of many. Up until today, October 18th, 2022, Read It With Whiskey was only an interview show. I would put in some behind-the-scenes content, but the main focus was always on the interview. As the interviews are released bi-weekly, I've decided to start implementing solo episodes where I talk about reader topics. Some upcoming themes include reading challenges, tracking systems for readers, book club reviews, Q&As from listeners of the show, genre discussions, and all things reader-based. And of course, I am taking topic requests as well, so more on that at the end of the episode. So here we are. This is the inaugural bonus episode. I'm really excited to be doing this, and I'm really excited about the topic we're going to be talking about today, and that is reader challenges. There are so many different challenges that you can participate in, and I love me a good reading challenge. But the challenge that I most recently participated in, I did not anticipate participating in it. Wow, that is a tongue twister. So the challenge that I participated in was actually through the Kindle Amazon app, and it's called the Epic Summer Challenge. Now, if you've been using the Kindle app for a while, you already know about this. Like, you're like, wow, Laura, you have been living under a rock. And that is because I have been living under a rock. I hate reading ebooks. If you've been listening to the show at all, you know that I do not like reading ebooks. I prefer paperback, even hardback, and especially audio over ebooks. And it's literally just because I look at a screen all day for my job and while I'm writing my books. So I don't really want to be reading books on a screen as well. Regardless, I saw this challenge pop up when I downloaded a free book off of Instagram. And I was like, hey, why don't we actually pursue this? In my Kindle app, I have so many books that are on my TBR, and that's because of those Instagram ads that I see all the time for free ebooks. I always want to help out an author, download their book, and then if I end up reading it, I definitely put a review up. But there are so many books that I've downloaded and not actually read yet, and so that is one of the reasons why I said, okay, let me pursue this challenge. So what did this Epic Summer Challenge actually entail? So this was a 3-month challenge that ran from July through September 2022. And the premise behind it was to get you to read more ebooks, right? It's a marketing tactic for Amazon Kindle. They want you to read more ebooks, and they also want you to purchase ebooks as well as maybe become a Kindle Unlimited subscriber. So there was that underlying current of, hey, keep buying books, become an Unlimited member, and yeah, buy from us. Which was definitely expected. But the premise of the challenge is that you have 15 achievements that you can unlock based on how much or what you read within the Kindle app. And as long as you received the book through Amazon, the books will count towards your numbers. If it's a random PDF download that you can open in your Kindle app, then that won't count towards your reading progress. But I did not fall into that problem because I have so many ebooks in my backlist, you guys. Anyway, there were 15 different achievements to unlock, and I'm not going to go over them in this episode. Head on over to Instagram and go to the show's Instagram profile at Read It With Whiskey, and there is a post that you can see all the different achievements, what they were, and what I achieved, okay? Spoiler alert, I hit all 15 because I'm a rock star, okay? When I have a challenge, I am going to succeed. Anyway, there were 15 different achievements you could drive to hit. And as you achieved them, you got to actually see what the little bookmark achievement looked like. And those are going to be on Instagram, like I said. So the main premise for me doing this challenge was to read books on my TBR list from Kindle, okay? I wanted to read the books on my backlist, but that actually changed because I got a free Kindle Unlimited subscription for about 2 months throughout the challenge, and that was a part of the promotion of doing the challenge. And yeah, so I ended up reading a bunch of books that weren't even on my TBR list, which was irony at its finest, you guys. But regardless of if I read TBR or I read new-to-me books, I'm still very impressed with my progress. So throughout this challenge, throughout these 3 months, I actually ended up finishing 11 books on my Kindle. And that's astonishing, given the fact that I hate reading ebooks. And as soon as the challenge ended, I was like, wow, that was a breath of fresh air. Now I can go back to my normal TBR list. And get this, another challenge popped up on my screen. The year-end Kindle challenge. It's another three-month challenge that pops up the day that the other challenge ends to keep you roped in. And you guys, oh, they just know how to do it. This is brilliant. Good job, Amazon. Oh my goodness. So I definitely didn't plan on continuing on after the summer challenge, but I did because I like achievements. I like winning things. So yeah, I am now in the process of doing the year-end Kindle challenge. And this time I am going to be trying to read the books that I already own on the Kindle app instead of using that Kindle Unlimited subscription to read books that I don't actually need to be reading. But I will say, with the unlimited subscription, I was actually able to read some sequels to books that I've featured here on Read It With Whiskey. So that was actually pretty cool that I was able to continue on with some of the series that I don't have the sequels for. An example of that is Julia Scott's The Mirror Souls. I was able to read The Anahata Divide, which is book two. Book three is coming out very, very soon. And I actually went in to read book two because I thought book three was out. And so I was going to be able to read them back to back. Nope, book three was not out yet. I messaged Julia on Instagram like, where's book three? She's like, I'm working on it, I swear. So it's going to be coming out soon. And I will end up reading that through the unlimited membership before the end of the year because I want to know what happens. Another example is N.C. Scrimgeour's The Waystations trilogy. Those Left Behind was here on Read It With Whiskey. And Those Once Forgotten I read during the challenge, which is book two. So both those authors, Julia Scott and N.C. Scrimgeour, were both on Read It With Whiskey. N.C. Scrimgeour's episode came out on July 5th and Julia Scott was on August 2nd. So you can go back in the backlist and read those, or read. You can go back in there and listen to those episodes anytime. Amazing authors, amazing books. And I'm glad I got to be able to read the sequels through that unlimited membership. I also was able to hybrid read a book for a future episode coming up on November 8th, The Delivery Company by Lane Northcutt. I actually have his paperback, but I had gotten his ebook through an ad that he had put on Instagram for a free download. And so I had the book on Kindle and in paperback. So I hybrid read. I read a little bit on both formats, I should say. And the really surprising thing was that there were a couple different ebooks that I read that actually brought in new authors to Read It With Whiskey. Very unexpected, but I'm so happy it happened. So the first one was Something Blue by Christy Nicole. And I had downloaded this book through a bookstore newsletter that it's a local bookstore here in Seymour, Indiana, where I live. And it was a promotion that she was going to be coming here to the States to do a signing. And ironically, I was in Ireland when she was here for the signing, so I wasn't able to meet her in person. But I did download the book through that newsletter promotion. And so I read it during this Kindle challenge. And then afterwards, I was like, hey, Christy, I need to have you on the show. So Christy is, she's already been interviewed and she will be on Read It With Whiskey on December 20th. So keep an eye out for her. And Something Blue, that is a dystopian romance, super fun story. And then the other author that unexpectedly is now going to be on Read It With Whiskey is Kate Sheeran Swed. She's the author of Alter Ego. I read the prequel to the series, which is called Power Struggle. And then right after that, I went straight into Alter Ego. And this series is incredible. Since I read the books in ebook format, I have contacted Kate. We've done the interview and she actually sent me over Alter Ego and book two, Antihero. So now I have the paperback versions and I'm so excited to jump into book two. So a lot actually came out of this reading challenge on the Kindle app that I did not expect. Obviously, I read 11 books that I hadn't planned on reading, but I also was able to get 3 Read It With Whiskey guest books read a lot faster. And actually, 2 of those weren't even supposed to be on the show, and now they will be this winter. So incredible. I'm so excited about the outcome from the challenge. So I want to keep these bonus episodes short and sweet and to the point. Later on, when I do bring on guests that have been featured on the show, or maybe even just some readers or listeners of the show who want to participate, These episodes might get a little longer, but I want to keep them under 15 minutes. These are going to be bite-sized. These are going to be definitely something you can listen to quickly and binge listen to, which is really exciting. So this is just scratching the surface of the challenges. We're going to talk about different reading challenges that are out there apart from Amazon. And no, I am not being promoted by Amazon. They haven't asked me to do any of this. This is just purely out of my own enjoyment that I did this challenge, and I just wanted to share that result with you guys. All right, and I did mention it earlier. I am taking topic requests for these new bonus episodes. So please visit the show on Instagram to learn more. It's at Read It With Whiskey. Make sure to follow, and you can learn how to submit some bonus episode topic requests there. I hope to see you in Instagram. All right, and next week on Read It With Whiskey, we have a very, very, very exciting author on the show. You guys, this author makes me so excited to be an author. She is incredible. Next week, we are going to be talking with Helen Shora. She is the author of A Layer of Bones, and this series just finished up recently, so you do not want to miss this episode with Helen. We'll talk to her next week. See you then. You've been listening to an episode of Read It With Whiskey. I'm your host, Laura Gentinen, and I want to personally say thank you so much for listening. Your support of the podcast means so much to me, and I would love to get to know you. Hop on over to Instagram and follow us at Read It With Whiskey. Please chime in on this episode's post, share it on your social media and with your friends, and come back next time to hear more from self-published authors. I'll talk to you soon.